Welcome, everybody. Share number 1101. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi Zis. Lila Nishmas Blima Bas from Moshe and Rufur Shalema Sarafega Bas Leah Nachama. Getting back to our malacha of Zareya planting. So, interesting question. If somebody drops water, pours water, or whatever, spills out a cup, and it's the ground. It's not like concrete, but there's soil over there or whatever, but nothing's growing. Nothing's growing over there. Sometimes you have soil, you have regular ground, and nothing is growing. The question is, could I pour water over there? Is that a problem? And nothing will grow. There's nothing growing. Nothing will grow. Unless I go ahead and plant a seed, which I'm not doing. When I pour water on grass, I understand I'm helping the grass grow. When I pour water on plants, flowers, I'm helping it grow. But if it's regular plain soil, and when I pour water on concrete, good, nothing's going to happen. I pour water on wood. I pour water on wood, marble, a marble floor. There's nothing that's going to grow, nothing in the same place. But over here, it's like in the middle. It's not wood, and it's not, and there's nothing growing. It's just plain, it's a dirt ground. So the question is, could I pour water over there? So it's an interesting thing. Brings down the Sefer Macha in Leshiftecha. We've spoken about it in the past. Beautiful. In the Piskei Halacha, it brings it down. Magen Avraham, others, they talk about it. We're going to see in the Malacha of Choresh. One of the Lamates Malachas is Choresh, plowing. And it's, like we said in the past, it doesn't have to do only with plowing. You know, I have a bulldozer, I have a plow, I start raking the ground. You know, it's not, obviously nobody's doing that on Shabbos, but there's various different other ways whereby one could actually be over chayresh, or at least either drabanan or the raisa of chayresh, of plowing, and not actually, you know, raking the ground, or using a bulldozer, whatever the case is, or even a regular rake to rake the ground, just like we see by planting. It's not actually only when I put in the seed, good, and I plant a plant, and now I'm over planting. No, there's many different ways by enhancing the growth. So the same thing by Choresh, if you somehow do an act whereby you're fixing the ground or enhancing the ground for growth and these various different type of things, one runs into the Malach of Choresh plowing. Now, we're not learning the Malach of Choresh plowing, but it's an interesting point that he brings down, which is brought down in various different cases in the Shulchan Aruch, and that is Hamashka Maim. He says like this, in actually Ois Aleph, in the Piskei Halacha, in the back of our Simon Shin Lamed Vav, does the Sefer again, Mochain Leshiftecha, he says like this, Hamashka Mayim, somebody who pours water to the ground, is Royim is Chayiv Shtayim. And if there's things growing there, the Chayiv is two. Two things they're Chayiv for. Two of the Lamites Malachas, Mishum Choyresh, for Choyresh plowing, which we'll talk about in a second, the Hamayim Merapa Esakarka, the water softens the ground, and Mishum Zereya, the Mayol Esmichas Hapri, because of the fact, and also Zereya for planting, because of the fact that the water helps the plants grow. But getting back a minute to the Choresh, the water actually softens up the ground. And by doing that, when it softens up the ground, one is running into a problem of Choresh plowing. So that's a very interesting point, in reference to if somebody throws down water and there's no actual plantation over there, is there a problem? So the answer is yes, we see that it's running into a issue of a problem of Choresh plowing. Okay, so he brings that down, interesting, in Ois Dalet over there, like we said, the Piskei Halacha is in the back of our Simon. He says like this, that Mokam She'ein Shom Zeroyim, Ein Chayiv Mishum Zereya, if somebody throws down water in a place whereby it is dirt, right, good, they won't be Chayiv for Zereya planting, there's no plantation over there, nothing's going to grow by me throwing down water, I'm not helping any plants grow, Yishemashka Karka, Avol Mishum Choyresh, but because of the Melacha of Choyresh plowing, the Marpe HaKarka Lehechinoi Lezeriya, the person's actually sort of like getting it ready, right, he's fixing the ground before the step of actual plantation, before, as we know, in planting, before somebody actually puts in the seed, you have to rake the ground and get it ready and make it soft and fertile and so on for planting items in the ground itself. You can't just put a seed into hard ground. You have to dig it up a little bit or whatever the case is. So all that is part of Choresh plowing. So by pouring the water, that's what one is doing. So one has to be careful, even though there's no plantation on the floor. Okay, so then he goes on to say something which we mentioned in from the Shulchan Aruch, brings it down actually, but he says, in a place whereby, good, there's dirt, there's soil, or whatever the case is, but it's not possible that anything's even going to grow over there. Why? It's a place where a lot of people walk. It's like a thoroughfare. You know, so good. Nothing, I understand. Nothing is growing yet. Nothing is growing there now. Number one. Number two, even though you'll say that there's dirt over there and possibly if I plant something, it could grow. But the problem, the thing is over here, since so many people, it's a public thoroughfare, if you want to call it, is, people constantly walk over there back and forth, so even if I pour water down there, nothing's going to happen because of the fact nothing could ever come to grow over there because people constantly walk over there. So that would be, in such a place and time, said that would be okay. And on a dirt ground whereby nothing's growing, nothing could grow because of the fact that so many people walk. He says another interesting example, that for Kol Shekein Deyesh Lahokol Lishpach Mayim Al Karkei, one would be allowed to pour water on a ground, shetachas agag, that's sort of like under a roof, shehachama ene zereches sham, that the sun doesn't shine there at all. Veine yachal atzmiach, if the sun doesn't shine, it's a certain place where there's constantly shade 24/7, as they call it, then there's no sun shining over there, and there's nothing growing over there, nothing could grow because the roof is constantly covering it up. So he says, in such a place, one could, if they pour down water, it's not a problem. Kol shekein deyesh lahakol, that's what he says. Kol shekein deyesh lahakol lishpach mayim al karka, on the ground, shetachas agag, that's under a roof, shacham eina zereches sham, vene yachal lahatzmiach. But again, it has to be a place whereby it just can't grow. It's because of the shade. There's never any sunlight over there, so nothing could ever grow over there, so nothing is growing there now, obviously, and nothing could grow. So even though it's a dirt ground, somebody throws down water over there, that would not be a problem. Now, I want to just stress the fact that we are not, right now we're not really talking about the malacha of Chayresh, that's a totally separate malacha, which of course we have to get to, but there are certain parts of it, as we see obviously, because of the fact that Chayresh, the plowing, was the part of the preparation for the plantation, to plant the seeds and so on, obviously, the plowing was part of it. So it's a little bit of a connection, so certain shailas do come up whereby they're parallel and they do run across the two malachas. Now, he says, in conjunction with that, you know, one should be careful. Good, that's under a regular roof. You know, but if it's under Mikol Mokem La Yishpach Mayim Tachas Ilan, if you have under a shady tree, you'll say, well, over there is also no sun. The tree is constantly causing shades over there. But obviously, over there, one is not allowed to put down water. Afal Pisha Ein Godel Shom Zerim, even though there's nothing growing. Let's say you have a lot of times around a tree, you have dirt. You have a dirt ground, nothing's growing, but you can't pour water there. Misha Minikas Ilan, obviously, because you will be, the water is going to go into the roots of the tree. So even though you'll see a tree and you'll say, well, there's shade over there and there's no sun or whatever, and there's a dirt ground around the tree and there's nothing growing, obviously one cannot pour water over there because of the fact that obviously the water goes into the roots. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and bracha, Kol Tov.